Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR. More than money. Faisal, I got a little bit cheeky on the last segment.
The FBI is going to ruin your retirement. I love
it. Talking about how the FBI might impact your retirement.
I think everybody stayed tuned for that one. No one left the radio.
Right.
They're now paying attention. The FBI can ruin my retirement.
Hopefully they're not monitoring what I just said. Anyway. The FBI does play a role, however, in your retirement. But let's maybe define FBI.
Okay. Here. Now this is not the actual the police force or that kind of
the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
They're not. That's not the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's actually FBI in our world stands for feelings, behavior, and impact.
Right.
So as we're starting to see and we continue to see market volatility, and this happens every time. Doing this for 25 years, Dave, the emotions haven't changed.
Right. And we're in an emotional market right now, the roller coaster of trading.
Right. So when there is this type of volatility, people have feelings that they're experiencing. So I think what we need to do as advisors, as money managers, as retirement experts, need to explore and dig into the why, the what, the how. Okay. And I'm talking about the individual, the investor, because there's going to be a reaction. We're going to get people in this market that are going to capitulate. We're going to get people in this market that are going to get panicky. And then we're also get people going to get greedy, right? Fear or greed.
Yep.
Those are the two extreme emotions we'll talk about. In those two emotions, we have to understand FBI, feelings, behavior, and impact.
I was just going to say, everybody needs to understand, because it's a framework to help them understand, right?
Yeah.
How those feelings are going to have an impact. So let's go through it.
And create change. So you don't have to experience this type of feeling all the time, right? So what is your feeling when this market is doing what it's doing or whatever's happening in your life? Let's focus on the market right now.
Yeah.
But what's the feeling you're getting? And then what behaviors are you seeing that's causing that feeling? So every time the markets fall 10%, 5%, I get this feeling. Every time I turn on the news and I hear this, I get the feeling. That's the behavior that's going on. Once you understand what behaviors are triggering that feeling, then you have to understand what's the impact to you.
That's right.
And that's where, and you've said this to me, Faisal, go to the deep, dark place.
Right.
Right? You know, when people are reacting, let's take an understanding of what the dark place is. What's the impact?
Yeah, the catastrophic thinking that they're doing. Right.
Right. And so I tried this with a few of our clients as we've been talking about what's the volatility market. What are you feeling? Well, I'm feeling stressed. I'm worried. I'm concerned. What's the behaviors that you're seeing? Well, whenever we see market volatility like this, you know, markets are down 10%. I think this is going to crash.
Right. Stop spending and it affects my life and all those things, right?
And they'll normally trigger, or they'll anchor is a better word, to a time in history that they experience large losses in their portfolio.
Right.
And they'll go, I remember 2008, I remember 1982, 87, whatever the time frame was, or I remember I lost a lot of money, and a lot is a relative word, but it's still a lot to them.
Yep.
Okay, what's the impact? You're seeing the behaviors of the market, you're seeing the behaviors of what the news you're getting, it's giving you this feeling, what's the impact? Well, I feel that the impact will be I won't be able to retire, or I'll run out of money, or I have to change my lifestyle, or I can't help my kids, or something, right? That's the impact. Okay, so now what behaviors need to change in order to change the impact?
Right.
Well, the markets have to go up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now can I give you information of how markets perform and when they're going to go up?
Right.
Because that will give you the understanding of, do you do something different because of how you're feeling and the impact on you?
Right.
And so I think this is where, when we're going through this with clients or with anybody who's looking for a second opinion, the impact is justified only based on the behavior that was presented. If we can change the behavior. So when I look at this purely from a data perspective, okay, every time we've had these types of issues, you and I do this quite a bit, we've spent hours amongst hours this week looking at every single market segment, how it falls, what's the technical and fundamental views of it, risk recovery now, and going back to as far back our data, in some cases 1935. Yep. These types of changes allow us, because we're not as emotional to the money, we don't have that feeling part of it, we just have the behavior and the impact.
Well, in fairness, listen, we're investors also. So we happen to maybe feel a bit of sense of control because we're doing all that research. But make no mistake, right? The FBI still applies to us, which is what we're applying to make sure that we're taking the right steps.
It's funny because I get more, the further away I have from control of information, the higher the risk to me, it seems.
Yeah.
Real estate, we had him on the show today. I'm not a real estate expert,
right.
So I have no idea. So the anxiety level goes up because the fear of not knowing.
Yep.
As soon as I get the data, I can make a decision.
Right?
And so I think that's what investors need to do is, okay, understand the behavior that's impacting you. Why is it impacting you? What do you think the impact's going to be? And then what information or behavior needs to change in order to change that impact? And once you get that information, you can adjust.
Yeah, and I'm gonna expand this a little bit bigger because we've had lots of conversations with clients this week because there is anxiety out there. And Faisal, what we can also say is, because you prefaced it at the beginning, it's not just about market. So what this does is it raises an anxiety level in people. But when we talk to people, often that anxiety certainly is not just attached to the market. There are other things that are
Absolutely.
Going on that then amplify this
Absolutely.
This anxiety that they're feeling, right?
So
and that's
true.
That's a huge risk. You remember when Alberta was going through its crisis times? I mean, you could still argue it was. Our clients in Alberta felt very differently than our clients in BC and in
Ontario.
In Ontario, or
other parts of the
overseas.
Country.
That's right, because it gets amplified, and I don't think you can underestimate that, right?
It's interesting with what's going on politically right now, either in Canada or elsewhere, will be the trigger to the uncertainty,
right.
Which then leaves people to think that this is going to be an impact to their future.
Right.
And it's our job to kind of understand where they're coming from.
Right.
So when we look at these truckers going across to Ottawa, there's a lot of feeling behind that.
Right.
Now, whatever side you're on, you have a reaction or an emotion towards it.
Yeah.
So it's gonna trigger something, and then you add on other things that you can't control politically, economically.
Yeah.
Sometimes even in your own family or even in your own house.
That's exactly right.
Right. As you start getting closer and closer to your own backyard, the risk level or the anxiety level goes up, and then we say, bring in the FBI.
Right,
bring in the feelings, the behavior, and the impact,
right.
And let's see if we can figure this out together.
That's right. And then if there's corrective action needs to be taken, terrific. If there isn't, stay the course, keep the strategy, move on.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is going to be interesting. We're going to talk about how you have that structure, that discipline, the entire process to bulletproof your retirement. This will give you the foundation to help you go through all these different challenges in your future. And we're going to talk about that on our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, February 22nd, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Yeah, and you can come prepared to that with your FBI questions, right? It would be interesting for people to do that self-analysis. And I think people discount, Faisal, in my decades that I've been doing this, and you too, people discount that broader impact, right?
Yeah.
In terms of the decision making it can have in something like their financial decisions. So I really encourage people to think through that. Okay, having said that, we look forward to seeing you at our next seminar, and thank you for tuning into another edition on More Than Money. On behalf of my friend and partner here, Faisal, I'm Dave. We'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.